Mark Levine, not Jack. Jack, you have to do the 5 minutes.
Bruce, Jack, you can be big on tour anytime.
Oh. Okay.
Jack,
I think we're moving this direction. Got it. Lance's theorem. Shams Kasha's theorem. If one in the bottom says, Higim Shachat the Higim is Kasher. I, before he said that Higim Shlish Shachat Shnei Shlish even, Kulam is possible according to Lishna Kama. Tesis simply said, there's Ravasi and here it's Rav. Rashi added a whole Knage. They're going, the Nachmin is the Hagrama of the Mishnah, or the Hagrama of the Nina. Is it the Mas Hagdaila, or is it Shibakaiva? So Rosh is trying to explain Rashi why, what's wrong with just saying what the Taisa says. So Taisa Rosh says, there's a problem with the Lashon Mishnah. Yeah? Hun is Machsheh Higim Shachah V'Higim. How's he explain the Mishnah? How's he explain the Mishnah? So the Mishnah says, Meloi Chut Al Pnei Ruba. According to Buna Yonah, Meloi Chut Al Pnei Ruba. So the Ritva already answered this question. What did he say? Malachah Pnei Ruv means doesn't mean Al Pnei the Rav of the circumference. It means Al Pnei Ruv, but that Nekudas Harav where you have has to be Beshchita. That's Al Pnei Ruv. So there was a chut over there. There you didn't do Hagrama. There was a good Shechita that part. But the Tesra doesn't like that. Apnei Ruba means Apnei Ruba. He doesn't like that. So therefore he says, so you can't just say that, you know, they're all going in the Mishnah, but this is Ravasi, this is Rav. Therefore he says we have to bring in the Hagrama of Rav Chanina. Right? Meili says, Alvade Svila Rav Huna, Mishmei de Rav. Heich the maker of Chanina, the Mokim Agrama, can I make of Agrama Gufo, Machsha, feel like a group of Mokim Shchita, Raganov Chiusa Beshchita. He's saying that which is typical, you know, Gans Shlotaira. In other words, there's nothing fundamentally different about Agrama or Chanina, the Agrama of the Mishnah. Whether it's the Bas HaGadol or whether it's the Shibakova, either way, it's Hagrama. Elamai, when you see the fact that the Chanin is Mekel and Hagrama, and he holds that he could go higher past the Mas HaGdayla, so Mela, we see somehow he's Mekel and Hagrama, and Mela now will say that according to him, he argues in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says you need Chut Al-Pnei Rubai. According to Chanina, Rav Huna understands that according to Chanina, maybe you don't need Al Pnei Rubai. You don't need that you have to leave over a full roi. Rather, it's enough that there was nafach yusa b'shchita, that even though it was higrim shlish, but it was shachad shlish, so the chiyus went out b'shchita. Meila, that's enough. That's where Rav Huna is coming from. So that's where Rashi adds the Knesh, that the machlokes between Ravasi and Rav is not just, you know, in Hagrama, and not just whether or not what's it been by Higrim B'Shachat. Rather, the shayrish of that machlokes comes from what exactly is agrama? What exactly is agrama? Is agrama, because if you hold that it's just a past tabas is already agrama, so then that's the Mishnah. So then we say higum shach is a problem. Higum shach is a problem. But if we say not like that, so we say that it's even that it's not agrama, like Rechnina, so then if we make one say, as long as the Yishechted, as long as the Shechit, the Chiz went out, not Chiyusa, the Shechita, then it's okay. That's how the Rosh explains to Rashi. I'm saying, but as Ikakash is, how does Rav Huna explain the Mishnah? How does Rav Huna explain the Mishnah? Because, that was bothering Rashi. The Vaz Kasha was bothering Rashi, and because of that, Rashi had his whole Shukot Torah, he had to bring in Mechleikas is calling Rav Chanina. But we said that Vaz is simple Teretz. The Vaz learns, it doesn't mean that. Again, Mechleikas, they're arguing in the Mishnah, as Rav Huna said. They're arguing in the Mishnah, what does it mean? Alpei Ruba. The Pei Ruba means, the Rav Yehuda holds it means, Pei Ruba, you need, it has to be 2/3, yeah, or Rav anyway, that's not without a grama. And Rav Huna says, no, Alpei Ruba means, as long as the Makayim HaShechita, the Makayim of Yitzchias Chias, the Makayim of the Rav, that's done b'shchita, not with hagrama, then it's okay. Now, we mentioned Rashi. Rashi had a gersa, which Rashi rejected. When Rav Yehuda says that shachar, that he says that Shachar Higum Shachat. Higum Shachat, Higum Shachat, Higum, according to Rabbi's Kasha, according to Buddha, is trade. The Gemara says, Rabbi's Kasha, because the chiz went out, Beshchita, that's good enough. The Buddha says, and no, you need Ruba Beshchita Velekha. You need Ruba Beshchita Velekha. So Rashi had a girsa. Rashi, that's what we say. Ruba b'shchita v'leka. We'll see soon exactly what machlek is with the Ramban. But the man in the Ran. Before that, Rashi had a girsa that cannot b'chiyusa b'ina ruba b'shchita. Cannot b'chiyusa b'ina like the Gemara before. You need ruba b'shchita. The chiyus has to come out. The chiyus that comes out of the rive has to come out b'shchita. That's why Yagazir on Rav Huna, and he says the higrim shachav higrim, it's a problem. Even though the chiyus at the point of rive is going out b'shchita, but it's not like Gemara said before. It's not ruv b'shchita. Meaning. Bahu Ruba, the Mei Pachiyusa, it's not Beshchita. The Rav, which the Chiyus goes out, it has to be Beshchita. And that Rashi rejects it out of hand. But if that's true, then why Shachar Higum Shachat is good? They're also, you don't have Beshchita. The Rav Yehuda, let Mei Pachiyusa tell you time. The Kamba say Beshachar Shlish, Higum Shlish, Beshachar Shlish. You don't need that. The chiyus has to go out b'shchita. How can Ruba Kama do made b'chiyusa la b'shchita? By Shachar Higum Shachat, there the Ruba Kama, which is the made b'chiyus, is not b'shchita. The chiyus is not going out b'shchita. The roi, that's where the made b'chiyus is not b'shchita, because it was Shachar Higum, tzirva the shchita and not grama. That's Rosh rejects it. The Rosh and Teres Chaim, the Miyashu Dekirsa, and they say that when it says you need Ruba Peshchita, when you need Mapachiyusa, Kinapachiyusa, Bein and Ruba Peshchita, so they explain it like this. the Meshachat Shlish, the Higrim Shlish, the Meg Bechusa, Iker Ruch Meshchita. So what's Rashi's Kasha? A Shachat, Higrim, Meshachat, right? It's not by Meg Bechusa, it's not Meshchita. Because the Shachat is Shachat Higrim. The serve of the Shechita in the Hagrama. Says the Rosh, no. It is called Meipach Ruba Meshchita. Why? The Meipach Yusa Iker Ruba Meshchita. So he's understanding that when it says Ruba Meshchita, it's not like Rashi said before. Like Rashi said before, Klaimar Hahu Ruba, the Meipach Yusa, Bein and Shechita. When they want that lashon of the Gemara, Bein Ba'inon Ruba Meshchita, what do those words mean? According to Rashi, it means Ba'inan Ruba Meshchita Klaimar, the big climber over there, Ahu Ruba, the Mebachyusa is Meshchita. You need a derive, Ruba Meshchita, meaning the rive, where that is where the Chiyas goes out, that has to be Meshchita. Means the whole rive. No. The whole rive. And that's why the Gemara of this talking about Higgum Shish Vishak Shlish, right? Higgum Shish Vishak Shlish, you don't have the Ruba Vishchita. Why? Because the Rav, which is what's the Mapak Dechi is not Vishchita. Okay, we'll say it. What? No? Say it. Oh, Zaptais is Rosh. That's not what it means. Ruba Vishchita doesn't mean that. Doesn't mean the Rav, which is Mapak Dechi is, has to be Meshchita. Ruba Meshchita means that Rav of what's Maitz and Chiyas has to be Meshchita. Not the Rav which is Maitz and Chiyas has Meshchita. Rav of what's Maitz and Chiyas has to be Meshchita. The Hainu. So if Shachat Shlish, Vehigrim Shlish, Veshachat Shlish, so in that case, the chiyas goes out b'roiv. So you need goes out b'roiv. Now you need roiv b'shchita, meaning roiv of the itzas achiyas has to be b'shchita. Since the itzas achiyas is b'roiv, so roiv of the roiv has to be b'shchita. So may 1 second. Yeah, so Mela Shachat Shlish, Vehigrim Shlish. So a third of the whole animal, yes, is more than 26%. Okay, 33% is more than 26. Right,
that's sufficient.
Okay, so Mela Roiv of the Haitzas Achias, which is 51%, was done b'shchita. 51. The Itzas Achias is 51%. Yeah, Roiv of that has to be Meshchita. That's Shitz Rabbi Yehuda. Zemela, Shachat, Higrim b'Shachat. Why is it kosher? Because Roiv of the Achias went out. Roiv of the Itzas Achias went out b'Shchita. And Mashiach again, Higrim b'Shachat. The Higrim there. Roiv of the Itzias Achias did not go out, was not Peshchita.
So here it comes.
What?
It means 33. Higrim
Shlish. Gemara said, 20 Gemara. That's not the Gemara. Higrim Shlish, Shachat Shlish. I'm just leaving out the Shlish. And now we know that it means the Shlish. So Higrim Shachat the Higrim. So there, the Roiv of the Itzas Achias, which is Chiz Godab Roiv. Roiv of the Itzas Achias is the Hagrama, not the Shechita. That's why Yehuda says it's possible. Hashem came by Shachat, Higgum Meshachat, there Roiv of the Itzas Achias was the Shechita. So Ruba Shechita means Roiv of the Itzas Achias. Not like Rashi, that Ruba Shechita means the Roiv, which is actually the climax. The Roiv, which is Ahu Ruba. The Ruba, which is Map and Chiyas, has to be Meshchita. The whole Roiv has to be Meshchita. Not Roiv of the Itzas Chiyas has to be Meshchita. Yeah, you have the sort of point? Fine.
So what's the last shlish for?
Oh, 1 second. Very good. Very good. But not here.
After the
rib,
does that matter?
What?
After the rib, what do you do after the
rib?
Does that matter?
Oh. So you're asking the same question. That's a Kabbalah question. So if he's there, you have the question? No. Let's ask the question. Okay? It's basically. Okay, same. Not the first time. according to the Tais Rosh, according to Rabbi Yehuda, when we say Shochat, Higrim, what's the next word? Shochat. Yeah? Do you need that last Shochat or not? What about Shochat, Higrim, Behigrim?
What's the
Havmin? What's the Havmin? It should be good. According to the Taisus of Rosh, and according to Taisus Chaim. According to Taisus Chaim, what's the Yisoid of Rabbi Yehuda? What does Ruv of Ashkita mean? Roiv of the Tzaz Achiz has to be Ashkita. That means the Tzaz Achiz is the Tzaz. The Mapach Yusa is Roiv of the Kana. Roiv of that has to be Meshchita, and not by Grom. By Shochad, Shlish. Vir. Higrim, Shnei, Shlish. So, the Chiyas went out at 51%. When the Chiyas went out at 51%, was it Roiv Shchita, yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what counts. So it comes out, according to Taisa Rosh, a Gemal HaKadosh. So even though you read Rabbi, right, when Yehuda says Shachat Higim v'Shachat, right? The next case the Gemara, right?
So he
lapped after
the Gemara.
So it comes out as lapped after. Yes, Gemara says Shachat Higim v'Shachat. You don't need it. You don't need that. Shachat Shlish, Higim Shlish, Shachat Shlish, Buddha says Ksheira, right, next Gemara, and also the Shaila Buddha, and he said Treifa, and then we'll see the Gemara, the Chesh of the Gemara. Now the bottom comes out, according to him, that you don't need that. So the Teres Chaim, the Teres Rosh doesn't speak it all out, Teres Chaim does, says, Nimitzin, the Behigim Shlish, Shachat Shlish, Roiv Yitzis Shem Bagra Mohava. That's why it's possible. Why then Behigim Shlish, Shachat? Oh. So those are the Nachmid all the way also. What happens, Lefizeh? Yeah? Rabbi Yisai. Higrim, Shachat, Veshachat. What? It's possible. It's possible. Why? Because Roy Chiyas went out. Well, Fi Rashi, it's kosher because you have Roy Ruba B'Shchita. Fi the Gerus of Rashi, it's Sefkav. It's Ruba B'Shchita because 2/3 shechted. What? What about it? What?
It's not grandma.
When you get to Rove,
what?
When you get to the Rove of the Rove, you didn't do. You get to robe of the robe, you didn't do shkita.
But the chiz came out of makom shkita.
No, but it's not enough. What do you mean? You need that roiv of the tzitzis of chiz has to be b'shchita. Not that it comes out b'shchita. So you have to say, look, I will pull the Nirim Marisha. I think even everyone's going to have to mask him over here, no? I think he had no choice but to pull the Nirim Marisha over here. That, right, the corner Imam Marish over here, that it's mitzarif, the Chatzkan Apogim is mitzarif to the Shechita. Kilo is part of the Shechita. A Mela, it's considered that it was Yatza, Roy Vilchias was Meshechita. You heard the question? You heard the question. Adon's asking, Lukasha, saying according to Teis Rosh, Teres Chaim, Das of Yehuda. You need Ruba B'Shchita, yeah? You need that Ruba B'Shchita. What does that mean, Ruba B'Shchita? That the Roiv of the Yitzias Achiyas has to be b'shchita. So now, by Chatzikon HaPogum, you shepherd just a little bit. So, you don't have Roiv of the Yitzias Achiyas b'shchita. Or you don't have it a little bit. Right? So I said, so that's what I'm saying, what we've been saying the whole time, we've been a few times already, that was the side of the Imam Maisha, that it's that the Chatzikon HaPogum and Tzarev to the Shechita becomes part of the Shechita. So it's Kilo Shechita. It's kilo the whole right of the Shechita.
Any?
One second. You need Reb Shechita. That's what we said yesterday. That's Rashi said. Almost prepared. Rav Agav, yeah, he says the Rabbi Yehuda lo b'meh b'chivus to tali taima. The Kamba say b'shachet higrim b'shachat sheir hal v'ru b'shechita. Rav Agav v'ru b'kama do meh b'chivus la b'shechita. You don't need meh b'shechita. You need shechita. That's right. So meh what then? Higum Shach Mashachat will also be good. Rash. Yeah? But the truth matter is, there's a little bit of a problem with this in the Gemara before. Yeah, which the Taras Chaim tries to deal with, but it's a little bit of a problem. What if one is saying Lishakama? Machleg and Shachat Shnei Shlish, Higum Shlish. Aval Higum Shlish, Mashachat Shnei Shlish, the Bihaka Psula. Yeah? V'haka p'sula. And why is it the V'haka p'sula? Chinape chiyusa be'ina and ruba b'shchita. The Gemara said, right? That's chinape chiyusa be'ina and ruba b'shchita. So those are the same words that we're using now in Rabbi Yehuda. It's a chain. It's funny, right? Using those same words, that kinapik chiyusa beina ruba b'shchita, right? So according to Rashi, what do those words mean? Kinapik chiyusa beina ruba b'shchita, meaning we need the roi, which is the tells chiz, has to be b'shchita. Kinapik chiyusa beina ruba b'shchita, the roi klima, the roi which is the map of chiyusa. Yes, it has to be b'shchita. Mele, higim, b'shachat, there's a problem. But according to the way the Tais Rosh is reading those words, it means, kinapik, kiyusa, being a rub b'shchita, means, roiv of the Tzaz Achiyas has to be b'shchita. Yes? So mele, so why is Gemara saying it's possible? Gemara says, shachat, Aval Higrim. Higrim Shachat. What? Higrim Shachat. Aval Higrim Shachat Veshachat. The Makab Sula. Why? Ah, it doesn't mean the same thing. It'll mean the same thing as Labdafka the second. Labdafka the. The reason is because it wasn't enough for the revich of this shechita. Yeah, say fine. Okay, fine. Akban, that's what they want in Yashu. That gives a Rashi. Now, Pagabe, that's a machlokes to Rav Huna. Rabbi Yehuda. What is the machlekes? So in Rashi, we want to say, we suggested, machlekes is it tali in shechita or is it tali in etzaras chitz? Yeah, who knows? You need shechita's right. Yeah, in shechita. That's why shach higum shachar is good. Higum shachar higum is all good because you need. And then you have to say by Chatzon HaPogim, there's a Shechita, like we just said. That. The Ramban and the Ran seem to be saying, they say the Chazon is saying the same differently. In what exactly Machlokes is, and they both say like this. Machlokes is the Hagrama. What's the Yisoid of Hagrama? What's the Yisoid of the Makam Hagrama? Yeah? How do we view Hagrama? Okay? How do we view Hagrama? Is Hagrama, the Etzim is like a Makam Shechita. Nervas, you can't shecht it. It's a Makam at Shaykh the Shechita, but we can't shecht. Look at the Lashon HaRan. Okay, Prush. Rav Huna Rav Yehuda Ba'pligi. Rav Huna Sava that Grama Kimakoin Haroy Lashchita. Ugishinishchat Shloy Bechshadami. So it's a weird thing, yeah? It's a Makoin Haroy Lashchita. Meaning, it's part of the Kana. Even though it's Hagrama, it's above the Tabasa Elyain, but it's still part of the Kana. Okay? It's still part of the Kana. Meaning, the Kana is the Makom Shchita. Elamai, but you can't check it. Ukinishchat shloy behechshadam. Why? What does that say? What?
They shy shchita. Neither say that's
not shy shchita. Well, we'll see in a second. Where the nachmin is, it's makom shchita. He's saying that shechting there is not a kosher shechita. Okay, you can't have your shechita there. Yeah, it's difficult.
Yeah.
Bahabalei kichatz kana pogam hilko chachal tali mechatichas ruba yishal kana. Shemnigma b'shchita kasher, v'nigma b'agrama p'sula. So it's like Chatzkan HaPogam, as Rav Huna says. It's not a makom shchita, because kilu it's a makom haroy l'shchita, he says. But it's not a kasher shchita. Now, umshum hachi machshe behigim shlish, shachat shlish, behigim shlish. Right? Higim shachat higim, it's like kind of Chatzkan HaPogam. And Adrab Shach Hegem Shachat is Treif. Why? Because the Mokoim, the Gemara Shechita, Rubai Shalkana, by Chetichas Rubai Shalkana, it's not B'Shechita. It's not Nigma B'Shechita. Oh, that's Rav Huna. We'll go back a second. What does Rudy say? No. Hagrama lav kamakam shchita dami. El kamakam treifas. Right? Hagrama, yeah? Hagrama is like the heart. Like the brain. The makam, you make a hole over there. Yeah? You make a hole over there, it's going to make a treifa. It's not a makam shchita. It's a makam treifas. Different than the heart. The heart, even a brain, and the heart, even a small hole makes a shefa. But over here, you need rive, yeah, to make a shefa. It's a kind you need rive. So kol zman shenigma rive, asura. So if you did hagram and rive, okay, so it's asura. Yeah? In other words, it means asura, chay means it's treif. Right? It doesn't mean, right? It's asura. Yeah? It means treif. It's a makom treifas. It doesn't sound like you need a psalm shchita. It's not gonna make it into Beila.
Isn't Chatzi Kana Pugim also treifa?
Chatzi Kana Kana Pugim is not treifa.
Yeah, but if you do rove of it, then it would be treifa.
If you would, treifa.
And also here, if you do rove of it, it would be
no,
treifa.
But
what's the difference?
Rabbi Yehuda says it's not a makom shechita. It's like it's not a makom shechita b'cha. It's not a makom shechita b'cha. Let's finish and try to explain it, okay? So if it's not a makom shechita, it's a makom treifa. It's a makom that shayach to make a treifa. So if you do what is required to make a treifa, it will be treifa. And if you do a grom on right, so it's treifa. But if you don't do a grom on right, kol mashin roiv asura, lo nigma roiv ein asura, machmas ois techaticha. The chaticha that you did, the makom agrama, if it's not a roiv, it's not going to make a treif, obviously. Miu, kivin lav kamakom shchita, boy roiv kana b'shchita, beim mitchil beim asayif, shemachi, tarif, behigam shlish, v'shachat shlish, behigam shlish, shemachi, b'shachat shlish, behigam shlish, v'shachat shlish. Says the Ran, that's what comes from the Ramban, that since it's not a makom shchita, but you need semela, anything I did there is no shaykes to shchita. Semela, but if I made it, it did roiv, so it's straight. If I didn't do roiv, so the hagrama, I didn't do roiv. Stam, I cut. Stam chaticha ma'alma. Stam chaticha ma'alma. I cut the leg. Yeah, cut the leg. So now. One second, but now I need to do shechita. Now I need to do shechita. So I shecht, besides that grama, which was less than roiv, I do shechita. So shachet, higim shachet is kosher. Higim shachet, higim shachet, higim is a problem. Why? Because I don't have a shechita. What? I don't have shechita. I didn't shechel. Huh? One second. Chetzi kana bagiz mitzara. Not a grama. Chetzi kana bagiz is a makom shechita. A grama is not a makom shechita. Okay? What? Higim shachat. The Higrim is no good. You don't have Shechita. But the Hagram is not a Makom Shechita.
It's
a Makom Shechita
if you do, right?
A Makom Shechita, what do you mean?
Right.
But it's worth it. I don't have Shechita of Allah. Not just. I don't have Shechita. I don't have Shechita of Rai. So it's worse than trade. It's an avail. It's an avail. They don't have shita.
Anytime you have rev like Rama, you're never going to have rev shita. More good case where he's making it work rev like Rama, that's trade. You know, it's always going to be that you didn't have shita in the middle.
And if you maybe I've checked that shit afterwards. Now, okay. Oh, so Chayes, what's going on over here? What's going on over here? So, what's this? What does Makom Shechita do for me? Yeah. So, I thought what he was saying. So, according to Rabbi, you know, it's clear in him, right? You can't say Machloek is like we're saying in Rashi whether you need Shechita of Rav or not. Right, according to Yehuda, you know, you need shechita of roiv. That's why it doesn't help you. The nagrama can't be mitzurif, and according to Ravuna, it does. Because he's not saying that. Right, he's saying the machlokes is whether it's makom shechita or not. Yeah, the machlokes is whether it's makom shechita. How does that work? So I mean, what's going on? What does it help you? What does it help you that if you're a Buddha, it's a Makom Shechita, and if you're a Buddha, that's not a Makom Shechita? So Chayra, we could say, now if you're right going with Demir Maisha, that it's still going to be a little difficult over here in Rav Huna. So if you're a Yehuda, that's not a makom shechita. So meila, if you do higim shachav the higrim, yeah. So you can't be mitzarif the hagrama to a shechita. The hagrama can't be mitzurif to a shechita because it's not a makom shechita b'chol. Mashen came by chatzikon a pogum. There it is a makom shechita. So if it's a makom shlomo, if it's a makom shechita, it can mitzurif to the shechita. That would be easy in Rabbi Yehuda. One second.
Why is
Higim
Shachat
Higim
Kosher?
Kosher Rav Yehuda, it's not. Rav Huna, I'm going to Rav Yehuda now. And Rav Huna, Hagrama is not a Mokum Shechita B'chal. So Mela can't be Mitzur if there's Shechita. It's a Mokum Treifus. So it's totally, what are you Treifus now? The Shaila is, what's going on in Rav Huna? Yeah? What's going on in Rav Huna? So we could say that since in Rav Huna it is a makom shechita, right? And here's where it gets very difficult. Yeah. If on the one hand the Ran is saying that if Rav Huna is a makom shechita, but Techid Dibri says though that but it's kishnichshad shloi bechshadani. Rabbi Chazir Pogam. If it's nigav b'shchit, it's kosher. If not, nah. Yeah. So what is he saying? So what would we want to say? That since it's b'chol b'shchit, it can be served to the shchita. If you're going b'shchita, the chatzkan b'chol can be served to the shchita. That's what I would like to say in the Rambam.
Meaning the 50.
The 51st percent. Yes. That's if that's b'shchita. So then, if what well, till now was at least b'makom b'shchita, it can be tzuruf. No, it's not a kosher b'shchita. Yeah. U'kishenishcha shleib hechsher. No, if you just shechting over there, then it's not a kosher b'shchita. It's not a kosher shechita. Shechting by grom is not a kosher shechita. That can't be a shechita. But if the gemara was b'shechita, so now since this was the makom shechita, that grom was makom shechita, it's like chas karapalgan that you mitzurf the shechita. It can't be a shechita by itself because it's not a hechsher shechita. Yeah. It can't be a shechita by itself because it's not actually that's a psul of hagrama. Hagrama is not a hagrama that it should be a shechita by itself. That it can't be. That's what hagrama says. The psul of hagrama is that shechita makom hagrama as a shechita. It can't be a shechita. That is what hagrama says. Yeah. But here's the knaich. But if it's a makom shechita, even because every time the kana, it's a makom shechita. Kontra Rabuna, the mele. If the gemar of the shechita was a proper shechita, it could at least be mitzurif. It could be mitzurif to the shechita. So that's the yisrael machlokes. The yisrael machlokes is it a makom shechita? It's not a makom shechita. Is it a makom shechita but you can't shech there? Which is like Tarek Nisasri, yeah? Okay, so we have. Those are his words, yeah? Those are his words. It's a makom shechita but you can't shech there. Okay, so where's the negeya? The negeya, where it could be observed that there's shechita. If the gemara of shechita was bakashras, so then it could be observed. Because the makom shechita, that it should be the shechita makom hagrama should be the shechita, that not. But if it's since the makom shechita, it can serve to the shechita. This is what I think they're saying. I spent a long time in this room, in the round, many hours. Anyway, I think that's what they're saying.
From what way?
What?
How did it start?
Yeah, but like
the Mimosha. Yes, sir.
No, no, Shchita. It's in Sirtu Shchita. I'm not talking about Shchita. What? Don't say, don't say, no, not Shchita. It's in Sirtu Shchita. It's in Sirtu Shchita. What? Hmm?
The same as Ramban says?
Oh, the Ramban says, yeah, Ramban says the same thing. So the Ramban, the Ramban, here's over here. Well, I'm saying hard to read the Ramban over here. The Ramban is just, I'm just reading the Ramban because the Ramban is more clear, more clear cut. What
I'm trying to say. Rashi for sure doesn't say that.
No, I'm not saying this.
Rashi says the chatzikana pagum is you need to do more after.
What? What do you mean?
Rashi says you need to do more after.
By a grammar. Okay. But that's not even what Shem are. All the Shem are in Rashi.
I'm saying that Rashi doesn't fit with this.
Say anyway, Rashi not saying this. Right? Rashi said
Rashi, what
the Yisrael Mechlekes is. Rashi didn't say it. Rashi didn't say the Yisrael Mechlekes is whether it's totally in Chiyus or totally in Mabachiyusa, the Shchita, or is it Shchita? Yeah. No. Right. Okay. Now it's interesting. I saw this morning. I saw Rav Aaron. Mishnah Raran, and it was also Raran the head that learns up this. He learns the shaila is whether by grama the schiz go out by grama. In other words, what? When the handling the round saying that Mechlekes Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, whether it's a Makom Shchita or not, what they mean is, do we say the Chiyus goes out? Bagrama. So Meila, according to Rav Yehuda, yeah, since it's Kaman D'Lessa, the Hagrama is Kaman D'Lessa L'Gabin Shchita, if he's Shechid Rav, so it's straight. If you didn't check right, it's my last legabe the shchita. There's no impact on the shchita. Mela, you could check after. We checked afterwards. Is shchita. We checked shachat higum shachat. There's your shchita. There's your shchita because nothing happened in the middle. Nothing happened in the middle. Shengen yikon drevuna. So mela though, so higum shachat. Right. Second. Higum shachat since. Oh, there's no Yitzhiyas Chi, it's not a Chatzika kind of problem. Shenke, according to Muna, the Yitzhiyas Chi is Mela. What? Mela, what?
You can also say that's how it's
inside. Say it, amen. I don't really see this in the Ramban or the Ram.
He's saying it in the Ramban.
Yeah, he's saying it in them, he's saying it in the Ram.
He says it's in Makom Tarkos.
No, he's trying to explain. He's coming to explain. According to Yehuda, why is the Shlish Achroin Shchita? If you already the Chiyus went out already, so how's the Shaya Shchita? What? Say that's how I said Rashi. He's going out. He's coming. That's his agenda. His agenda is he wants to understand if you're Yehuda, how the Chayach that the Shlish Achrein of Shchit commits Tarif if you already shechted, shechted Roiv, you should have 2/3, and 1/3 was B'psul. So as he wants to say, the other side of Yehuda is Shabbat, Shiv, Shita, But that's what he wants to explain over here. What? Fine, say it. I didn't say what he's saying isn't necessarily a problem. It's explained otherwise. Right. We're saying in Yehuda Ma'isa. You have to say it's still it's Chiyus. Say it. No, Akbanim, That's the way I think is the pshat in the Ramban and the Ran. And Rashi learning differently. Okay. Says Gemara Baita. So again, that's got a Higrim Shachat Higrim that we have in Machlek. When it came to Shachat Higrim Shachat, so there Rav Huna said, the Rav Huna said it's kosh. Shay? What's that? Shachat Shlish, Higrim Shlish, Shachat Shlish, we don't have a Shayra, because then you have shechita. Also, shalav v'huna amur treifa. Shem Rav Yehuda yikved. Am a trifnim a machshir. Machshana tar. So whatever you know, you just come talk. Whatever I say, what I say is treif. You say it's kosher. What I say is kosher. You say it's treif. You just did the startup. Yeah. Oh, am Rav Yehuda. It's interesting Gemara. This is shach v'tayrib in the Gemara. Am Rav Yehuda. The Shabbat. I don't mean the fight. I mean the. In the what's going on? Beshitas Rav Huna is interesting. It's flip flopping over here. Does that work? Yeah, Amar Rav Huna Shapa Kamikpid Chada Diu Shmilei Minei Derav. The second halacha, the second halacha of Shachat Higma Shachat. Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Rav that it's kosher. And they asked Rav Huna, "What do you think?" He said, "I think it's possible." He didn't have a kabbalah for that. He didn't have a Masari for that. He didn't hear that in Shir. So Rav Yehuda is saying, I heard that from Rav. Okay, got the first thing, okay. You know, everyone hears what they want to hear and share, right? So Rav Yehuda heard it, Higgum Shach Behigum, Rav Yehuda heard it one way, Rav heard it a different way, Seder. But here, Rav never heard it. So he has to rely on Rav Yehuda.
He's gone in the same
context as
the case.
What?
He's
gone
in the same
context. One second. That there's more to say than a second. But that's what's interesting over here. Rav Huna was willing to be machni himself legabe shachat higum shachat. That maybe Rav Huna is right. First of all, he said b'shem Rav. I don't have a remember b'shem Rav. Void v'yikar ruv b'shchita. All of a sudden, Rav Huna is masking it's because she doesn't ruv b'shchita. Yeah. Says Rashi. Also, shaila Rav Huna. Amar treif misvar the nafsha amra. Lama shmei the Rav. So then, Rav Huna was willing to give in on that, right? Comes along Rav Chisda and tells him, one second, you're shooting yourself in the foot. You lose your first nickel tire. If you can agree to be you then the second one, then you lose the first one. Why? Because these two, Rav Chisda is telling Rav Huna, these two things are telling Rav Huna. Why? Hasa my time come machshir is chichi nafka. Why are you asking? Why are you machshir? Higrim shachat the higrim. It's because chinafka yusa bechshera. The chis went out. The roiv was b'shchita. Okay. Hachinami chinafka yusa begarama chinafka. So over here it's the opposite. Here it was shachat higum shachat, and the roi where the chiyus went out, it was bagrama. So maybe let's tell you about. Says Rashi. And we came and asked the kamaisa. The amim shmei the rav higum shlish from shachat shlish. Higum shus ksheira. I'm lab b'shchita tali. It's not telling lab b'ru b'shchita tali. It's not telling in shechting roi el the nebchiyus b'shchita. Da'ayin shlishem tzayi. The meila hachinami maybe chusa boilim midli vagrama nafka. So the question is, what was Rav Huna thinking? He didn't chap his own shekel tayra. What was he thinking? What was he thinking?
Says
the Ritva. Very good. Says the Ritva. Rav Huna, you see, was not toilet habaha. He was willing to accept Rav Yehuda Merav. That shach higum shach is kosher, and yet higum shach of higrim is also going to be kosher. Says the Ritva. Here's the... Pirish Pekamayas of the Shmilei Mirav, the Machshir, that Rav, the first Yekal Torah heard from Rav. Higm Shach, the Higm heard from Rav. Therefore, he holds Kashla. Lerbus Amirav. It's a Chiddush. Rav is saying a Chiddush. The Afil Bahid Lek, Aruba Machshir, Mishan Anach Chiyus B'Shchita. It was not Bechiyus B'Shchita, that's enough. Right? Koshke, the Machshir Bahad, Ik Aruba B'Shchita. If not a chiyusa b'shchit is enough, what?
There's not.
No, but he's saying you're right. That's what the ma'aser say that, right? Sure. The Rav Kitonimus is. Oh, yeah. In other words, he's saying that if you have roiv shchita, that's better than not a chiyusa b'shchit. If not chiyus b'shchit is enough, when you don't have full shchita, you didn't shecht roiv. Kol shchein, if you actually shechted roiv, so if higim shachah v'higim is kosher, kol shchein shachah higim v'shachah. And then Ritva is very, very obsessed with how do you read this into the Mishnah. And here's Ritva is always going back to the Mishnah. That's right. That was all about it. Everyone's arguing how to read the Mishnah. So it comes up very interesting. It's really hashna levuna. Well, Rav kiktanim asnisan aplei ruba. When the Mishnah says, this is mamish weird. Yeah, aplei ruba kayol tarti. What? It's kayol two things. Then aplei kol roiv. I fill mefuzer. That's shachigim shachak. So when it says that. There was chutas al panei ruba. What does panei ruba mean? It means two things: either roiv mamish, which is shachrigum shachat. So there, at least, it wasn't hagrama. He left over roiv, or al panei hashlamas roiv. No, hashlamas roiv is enough.
Okay, so how does Rav Chisda know that?
What?
How does Rav Chisda know that it's only not chiyusa?
Rav Chisda amalei lo itahad becha. The Mekem of Saz Kamai says, the Sabalei, no, everything's telling the Mishnah. The Sabalei, Panei Rud Mesnis, and Lemashma, Elechad, the Mani, the Bukhud. You can't say, when it says, the Mishnah says, you left over Raiv, make it be mine. Does Raiv mean, I'll forgive you to say it means when it goes over the Raiv, yeah? But it can't mean both. Either it means Raiv Mamish, or when it went over the Raiv. Apanei can't mean two things. Yeah? Not silly putting, you can just make whatever you want. Yeah? It is what it is. So Meila, because of that, Karchach, the Tushan, the Toyaba, and Meila, if you can tell me, if you have a Kabbalah from Rav, this you did hear from Rav. Yeah? You have a Kabbalah from Rav, Higm Shachav Higm is kosher, that means how you reading the Mishnah, and Meila, if it's not going over the right, then on Fir B'Yisr B'Yehuda, it's going to be possible. So Meil by Shachar M'Shachar, it's going to be possible. Okay, because everything is totally in there being a Shechita by the right. The Tzias Achiyas has to be a Shechita. That, it's all telling that, according to Rav Chisda. Meaning it's mirthful that even though it's not straight, it's up and down. Kamasreg, it's up and down. So here also that's Shachat Higim Shachat. It goes it's up and down. So the Ma'aser says, no, Vnil Malkim Shechita. It's going up and down, Malkim Shechita. So Ma'aser, man, what's the Chiddush? How is the same? Rabbeinu Shechita Mefras Aleka. goes the shechita within the right place goes up and down. It's not mafras. That's a matter of thought. Kamash malon. Then no. Says Rashi, the shechita zu yesh lo shinayin kamaspeh. Dilma has like teeth. It goes up and down. Dilma makom shechita hada kamach shalei avagram mechutz lo makom shechita le machshir blazer bam yumi. For us, Megul and the Keres, my parents, Rashi Isha, male Kamash Mulan, then it's okay.